All right, and we're back. Welcome once again. Happy Tuesday. As happy as it can be. After yesterday's events in Nashville, Tennessee, with the transgender lunatic, a woman who thought she was a man murdering six people at a Christian school that she had once attended as a child, and the news media really doesn't know how to handle it. Because, you know, it conflicts with the agenda, as so many elements of reality tend to do. We are at 888-630-9625. With a great deal to get to. Now, we were just speaking to John in Tennessee, who was working as a police officer in Maryland in 2018 when a transgender individual went to a Rite Aid facility, the warehouse, and murdered six people. And the transgender thing was something that the news media buried in the story because, you know, Snowchia, his name was Snowchia Mosley, 26 years old, was at a breaking point. And it's amazing, the news stories, like the Washington Post, is a man who's saying, I'm a woman, and murdered six people. And then the news media, like the Washington Post, kept calling her and she, because even in death, mass murder and then suicide, why would that be a big thing? A transgender shooter was arguing with a coworker, Snowchia Mosley, shot and killed. And I love this. Six people and then herself. Yeah. She had a penis, but for Democrats, you know, men make all the best women, don't they? As I know, there was more transgender, more men getting awards that are intended for women. Democrats love doing that these days because they're very, very unwell. We were also reminded of the attack on the Discovery Channel several years ago, which was in Silver Spring, Maryland. I think it may still be in Silver Spring, Maryland, the Discovery Channel headquarters. But the gunman there, now, he wasn't transgender, but he was an environmental fanatic, and he went and he took hostages and had a number of devices that the police bomb squad had to deal with after the sniper team shot and killed the lunatic there. And, boy, I'm telling you, you start putting these together, I can tell you 60 Minutes right now is busy not doing a piece on this because this does not conform with the Democrat Party agenda. But in 2010, the gunman at Discovery Channel headquarters shot dead and hostages were rescued. This is the person, you know, the Discovery Channel, they know all kinds of things and they do nature shows and stuff like that. Montgomery County Police had to respond and he had multiple devices, backpacks, claimed were explosive devices, held hostages for almost 4 hours, and the police negotiated with this mental case who was a Democrat environmentalist. James Lee, a Democrat. And James Lee had all, James Lee was raised as a Democrat, and James Lee didn't like people. Humanity, you know, the Democrats have, for example, the voluntary human extinction movement is a Democrat Party movement. They love 64 million abortions they call choice. Jane Fonda said just a couple of weeks ago on the ABC network that pro-life people should be murdered. And then, you know, we have a cause and effect thing going on here. Gosh, I don't know. But this guy at the Discovery Channel also had a manifesto. He had a manifesto. The transgender person in Nashville yesterday had a manifesto. The Unabomber had a manifesto. The Family Research Council in Washington was attacked by a psychopath with a pistol and multiple magazines and lots of Chick-fil-A sandwiches that he was going to throw on the dead bodies after murdering as many people as he could. But a security man there, a big, strong man, confronted that psychopath, Floyd Lee Corkins, and beat him up and took the gun away. But he was shot by the psychopath who was there because he felt he found out from the Southern Poverty Law Center that the Family Research Council was not pro-gay enough. So the gay activist went there with an eye toward murdering everybody at the Family Research Council. But back to the Democrat that held hostages at the Discovery Channel. His angry manifesto repeatedly refers to humans, to all of humanity, as filth. Filth. This is what Democrats teach the children, and they've taken over our schools. And demands that the Discovery Channel, quote, stop encouraging the birth of any more parasitic human infants. Civilization must be exposed for the filth that it is, he said in his manifesto. Because this is what the left teaches. This is what we have going on here, honestly. And the Rite Aid transgender person in 2018, murdering six people and murdering himself, the boy, oh boy. And the media, they don't like this part of the story because it's a Democrat Party talking point. Now, the people at NPR, you know them, National Panhandler Radio, they did a big segment not too long ago on how transgender people need to buy guns and to have guns. And the NPR piece, which was encouraging transgender people to acquire firearms, which they would allegedly use to defend themselves from some imaginary mythical threat. You know, the transgender people, it turns out, are actually murdered at a lower rate than the general population overall. And transgender murders tend to be, like most murders, people they know, and very often are transgender people working as prostitutes who then surprise the Johns, you know, the customers, with their special package. Here's the National Panhandler Radio at taxpayer expense adoring the idea. Now, they hate guns in the hands of regular Americans, military veterans, police. They hate firearms. They hate the Second Amendment. But NPR found it in their twisted black hearts to adore firearms in the hands of transgender people.
Mass shootings targeting LGBTQ spaces and a rise in anti-trans rhetoric have inspired some queer people to take up arms. New Hampshire's public radio Todd Bookman joined a monthly gathering of a gun group that sees firearms as key to their own self-defense. And as you might imagine, this story does include the sound of gunfire.
As on a recent Sunday morning, trigger the parking warning. Lot of Pawtuckaway State Park in southeastern New Hampshire filling up with hikers.
I'm triggered.
There's also a different crew packing up warm clothes and weapons.
Thank you all for coming to Rainbow Reload.
Welcome to Rainbow Reload. And NPR was praising this because, you know, trans people are in such danger in the terrible United States of America. It's not true, of course, but truth is not really their bag by any stretch of the imagination. Now, this is amazing. You may remember, and I know that ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, The Washington Post, The New York Times will not remember, that there was a massacre in Colorado Springs at a gay nightclub called Club Q. Club Q. And Club Q was another non-binary massacre. The killer was another non-binary, gender fluid, the extraordinary thing. The news media was upset because here's a headline from The Independent. It was worldwide news in the UK. Colorado Springs shooter, that's a mass murder, non-binary claim, he's non-binary, won't stop hate crime charges, legal experts say. They love hate crimes and they love non-binary. They hate guns and the Second Amendment and the Bill of Rights. Gosh, isn't that amazing? This is, so we got the Club Q transgender attacker was tackled by a straight U.S. Army major, big old dude there with his daughter and his daughter's boyfriend at this gay club where a friend of theirs was performing that night. And everything's fine until the psychopath shows up. Am I right about that? Yes, I am. So what the heck? I've got to say, what the heck? You got the Club Q. Also, I told you the story of Dylan Roof and his church massacre, and how he had originally planned on going to a local college to massacre everybody, but discovered there was armed security there, so he didn't go. The Family Research Council, the psychopath Floyd Lee Corkins, showed up planning on murdering everybody there because he's gay and the Family Research Council is not. And it was a security person that stopped him. The sheriff yesterday explained that yesterday's psycho had another target in mind, but went there and found that there was armed security there, so chose a place where there was no one armed. And still, Democrats are against armed police officers in schools, against arming teachers, against school resource officers. They're for making it more dangerous because they're incapable of learning, from what I can tell, incapable of learning the simplest of lessons that would save lives, but they really don't care about saving lives. Just like the guy at the Discovery Channel who wants to wipe out all of humanity. You know, the Democrats have after-school Satan clubs as one of their... If you want to pray after a football game, they'll take you all the way to the Supreme Court trying to prevent you from doing so. There's another story today of parents trying to make sure the Bible is banned in schools because it's pornographic. That's what they're saying. Oh, you Republicans don't want to have gay kitty porn, man on boy sex graphic novels in grammar schools, so I want the Bible banned. Because that makes a lot of sense. You know, honestly, what do you call mental illness? This might be the problem, is defining mental illness properly. And I think it's possible that if you're a registered Democrat, you should be considered mentally ill. What do you think? And you certainly shouldn't be allowed to own a firearm. And you've certainly demonstrated that you're incapable of learning. Just extraordinary. I was young once, and then I grew up. Let's go to the telephones, Michael. Let's go to Chris, calling from the great state of New Jersey. Christopher, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
How you doing, Chris? Thank you for having me on. So I was talking about, I told the screener that the problem is you have the FBI telling you, oh, we have to watch for, like, the domestic terrorism is... are pro-life people, Christians, and all these things, right? So they're obviously not looking at the real radicals, like, you know, the ones that actually target and blow up buildings. You know, we keep hearing about, you know, this, like, one or two abortion clinics that happened in the 80s, right? Now, if you bumped into someone walking past an abortion clinic, the FBI is going to raid your house, right? But the people, the actual Christian organization that are being targeted. This isn't, the Democrat Party is an anti-Christian organization because they're Maoists, they're communists, right? They're secular psychopaths. And what's going to happen is, you know, so like, you know, with, like, you look at the non-Christian religions, right? Say Islam and all these other things, right? It's like, they're going to come for you next, right? They already had come for you in the you know, during the 2000s, right? And everybody was up in arms, so you became a Democrat because they were coming after you, right? So now you think, okay, well, I'm safe. They're just going after Christians. It's like, if they can get rid of and publicly force people who are Christian faith to say, you know, to not say anything, not even profess their faith, and then with the IRS is going to start targeting Christian, you know, churches, right, with the 501c3 stuff, you know, you're next, right? So I'm actually running for office here in New Jersey, and the thing I'm telling Democrats is they're going to come after your churches, and the fact that you can't stand on a pulpit and say this is wrong, the sexualization of children, the indoctrination, all this stuff, is telling you why can't you? Not because of Republicans. It's because of Democrats, right? That's the thing. People have to start saying, when they say, instead of saying they have to say who the they are, because that's the problem, right? Democrats are doing all this stuff. They're targeting, and they talk about anti-gun, but yet, like in New Jersey and New York, where they have bail reform, criminals with guns walk all the time. Right. You know, the prosecutors don't, you know, fail to prosecute.
And I'll tell you what, I've got stories about that coming up today because of the person that attacked a Rand Paul staffer and more. This guy that attacked and nearly murdered a Rand Paul staffer. I want to get to that. He'd been let out of jail hours earlier. And right in the neighborhood where the Democrat congresswoman was attacked in her building weeks ago. extraordinary stuff. And look, the FBI targeting, we had the memo from the FBI that Catholics are the biggest threat. This is, we're living in a demented time in the United States of America. And, you know, it, we really, I never liked the turn of phrase, we need to take our country back because it's gone mad. And leave the children alone, you creeps. And you know, let's look at the statistics. Honestly, I'm going to get into a lot of that, a lot of that stuff here. Chris, thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks, buddy. So here we are. It's almost April, almost a quarter of the way through the year already. It's time to reflect on how your New Year's resolutions are going. Am I right? Maybe you wanted to eat better, exercise more, improve your overall health. Well, people who've discovered 120 Life are doing just that. With proven ingredients like tart cherry, cranberry, pomegranate juice, 120 Life can help lower high blood pressure without any side effects. I had mine this morning, delicious, with my cantaloupe and I had stuff to eat. It was great. Don't know if you have high blood pressure? It's important to get checked out so you can take action if you need to take action, from reducing sodium intake to getting enough sleep. There are lots of ways to take control of your blood pressure. Listen, I'm taking a bottle, drinking a delicious bottle of 120 Life every day. Helps me stay energized and keep my blood pressure in check. What, me, high blood pressure? Go to 120life.com. That's 120life.com. And order their two-week trial pack. Use the code Chris to save 15%. And listen, if it doesn't work for you, you get your money back. Guaranteed money back guarantee. So order it now, 120 Life. We need more stuff like this in the world. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The product is not intended to diagnose, cure, treat, or prevent any disease or condition. It's a world gone mad, or at least a country gone mad, and an FBI gone mad, that's for sure. Oh, speaking of which, the IRS is now being unleashed, dispatched, deployed by the Democrats again, targeting their political enemies. Forget Richard Nixon. Smell these people.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Our house is a mess. Come on in.
I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Now, I've got more for you on this, but Matt Taibbi, who is a lifelong liberal mainstream journalist who was tapped by Elon Musk to expose the truth about the Democrats and the FBI corrupting Twitter on the lead up to Election Day, therefore corrupting our presidential election, along with CIA representatives. And Matt Taibbi was actually testifying on the weaponization before Congress, on the weaponization of government on behalf of the Democrat Party, when the IRS showed up at his front door. Remember when the Obama IRS targeted Tea Party groups and Patriot groups to keep them off the battlefield on the lead up to Election Day? Well, they're back.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a
likelihood. So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Now, in newsrooms and in classrooms across America, leftists, who are the party of, you know, child sacrifice, a friend of mine was texting me last night from, where is he, in Central America. He said he was on the side of a volcano yesterday listening to my show on Al Gore's Amazing Internet. We had a tweet last week. Where was the man tweeting from?
Was it Thailand?
I think it may have been Thailand. I was thinking Thailand. So, yeah, but in Thailand. We have listeners in Sweden. And a friend of mine was listening. He said, yeah, I was on the side of a volcano today and in Guatemala and listening to your show. And I said, well, that's pretty cool. So were they sacrificing babies, throwing them into the volcano like the old days or what? But I digress. The IRS, Richard Nixon, once discussed the possibility of using the IRS to go after political enemies, right? And they still talk about that in journalism school and in, you know, political science class and in newsrooms across America. Now, the Obama-Biden administration actually did that, and they're criminals, you see, and abusers of power, because those are crimes. But they're never held accountable because, you know, the golden rule and all that. But Matt Taibbi, and I believe we had audio of Matt Taibbi describing himself as an ACLU liberal, because he was being accused of being a right winger by the Washington Post and stuff because Elon Musk came along and hired liberal reporters, who are good reporters, investigative journalists, to go in and comb through the Twitter files and see who said what and why they were killing stories that were true about the Biden family. Turned out the FBI was behind it and stuff. And Matt Taibbi found himself in the crosshairs of the left.
For me, I'm a traditional sort of ACLU liberal. Like, I grew up in the news media, and what offends me about this story is that it's just not true. Like,
that he's a big right winger and they're attacking him. And that's a smear, you know, it's because they're communists, I think. Now, if you're not, then you're a right winger. That's the standard. Well, this is a really incredible. Now, I mean, again, let's keep in mind that Richard Nixon did not use the IRS to target political enemies. His head of the IRS said, "Mr. President, I don't think that's a good idea." And that was the end of it. That was that. It didn't go any further. Right? Now, we know that in the Obama administration, they did use the IRS to target their political enemies who are people that have American flags in their front yards and they're, you know, serve in the military and like America, and children too. And the Tea Party groups and Patriot groups were targeted by Lois Lerner. Remember her? What a creep she is. Conservative groups targeted in Lois Lerner's IRS scandal receive settlement checks. January 11th of 2019, the Daily Signal from the Wonderful Heritage Foundation. Out of Madison, Wisconsin, dozens of conservative organizations are receiving late Christmas presents years after the IRS handed them a lump of coal. That's kind of fun. M.D. Kittle writing the story for the Daily Signal. The federal government in recent days had been issuing settlement checks to 100 right-of-center groups wrongfully targeted for their political beliefs under the Obama administration's Internal Revenue Service. And so they got checks. Three of the claimants in the $3.5 million national class action suit are based in the Badger State. That's Wisconsin. Also the Cheesehead State. And so they targeted, that's the right word, with the IRS abusing their powers, corrupting our elections, because they're the left. They're not liberals. They're the left. And eventually, even National Panhandler Radio had the story in 2013, IRS apologizes for singling out conservative groups. Right? And Jay Carney, who then went and got a corporate job making more money than he ever imagined. He's like a former network news guy that's all a circle fest in a hot tub. Now the story comes. Substack writer Matt Taibbi, self-described ACLU liberal, who, you know, there are still a few left who want the truth to come out. Not many, perhaps, but a few. And this is amazing. Substack writer Matt Taibbi says IRS visited his home while he was testifying in Congress. Ted Cruz and Elon Musk weigh in. The same day, journalist Matt Taibbi was voluntarily testifying before Congress in Washington, D.C. An IRS agent, how do we know it was only one, showed up unannounced at his New Jersey home. Matt Taibbi has been personally involved in revealing the Twitter files, or installments of behind-the-scenes documents that the new Twitter CEO Elon Musk provided to show how the social media platform previously censored content and users, only conservatives, though, and only true stories about the Biden family, the Biden organized crime family. And Matt Taibbi said, hey, you know, I'm down here testifying about how the government has been weaponized against conservatives. And what happens? The IRS, bunch of fascists, and, you know, they want to add, what, 89,000, remember the new IRS agents, the Biden people do. And remember the ad they put out, like, you know, want to use a gun on taxpayers? Join the IRS. You can kill people. And I'm paraphrasing. But Michael Schellenberger, similar to Matt Taibbi, wrote, what an amazing coincidence. Gosh, isn't it? And Elon Musk jumped in too. Gosh, that's very odd, Elon Musk said in a tweet Monday evening, that is last night. Several other users highlighted the actions that were suspect and far from a coincidence. Michael Schellenberger tweeting, again, journalist brought in by Elon Musk to tell the truth about the Democrats corrupting Twitter and social media platforms in order to corrupt the presidential election and to win it by stacking the deck. And then they did. It worked. See? So that means they'll do it again. And there are no consequences. And they'll do it again. No one's being held accountable. While Matt Taibbi and I were testifying, Michael Schellenberger tweeted out, before Congress on the weaponization of the federal government, an IRS agent showed up at his house. What an amazing coincidence. Gosh. Agents show up at home of Twitter files journalist Matt Taibbi. Amazing. Members of Congress chimed in too. Senator Ted Cruz. This absolutely stinks to high heaven. The IRS has a troubling history of targeting the political enemies of Democrats. He then said, the IRS should never be in the business of harassing the American people. That's their job, I think, isn't it? That's their role in our society. And absolutely stinks to high heaven. That is a fact. Just as he's testifying about the weaponization of government, they get a real-time demonstration of the weaponization of government, keeping in mind that the Obama administration had to pay out millions and millions of dollars to 100 Tea Party groups and patriot groups. They dared to use the words patriot or the Tea Party in the names of their organizations. And so the Democrats used the IRS to target them, to sideline them on the lead up to Election Day. And it worked. And there are no consequences because the Lois Lerner spit on in the face of Congress when she was called up there. She laughed. She went away. She got a big payday out of it. And the taxpayers have to pay the Tea Party groups and the patriot groups, so the Democrats don't care. You kidding me? They burn money in piles using bulldozers to move it around because it's not their money. Man. So the IRS is once again being used to target the political enemies of the Democrats. And the New York Times and the Washington Post are fine with that because they're a pack of street prostitutes. And I'd like to apologize to street prostitutes everywhere for that analogy, because I know that street prostitutes typically have a lot more integrity. You know, they have to.
It's just what I said. It's the politicization of the FBI. It's really that we do not want our most important law enforcement organization in our country to be interfering in the election, to be taking sides with political candidates. Again, that's not something anybody should want, even if it was happening against a particular candidate or particular party.
The Democrats do want it. That's Michael Schellenberger. And the media wants it because the media is the Democrat Party pretending to be the media. So again, the weaponization of the FBI on the lead up to Election Day. The weaponization of the intelligence community with that fake letter signed by 51 criminals led by penitentiary face John Brennan, with the big lie a la Joseph Goebbels the big lie, penitentiary face Brennan leading the way, that the Hunter Biden laptop story and the emails had all the earmarks of Russian disinformation. No, but the Communist Party voter CIA director under Barack Obama, penitentiary face Brennan, he's got all the earmarks of Russian disinformation because I'll just go ahead and, you know, call him a commie because, you know, did you vote for the Communist Party candidate, Gus Hall, for the presidency of the United States? Amazing. Just amazing. Your Democrat Party. The weaponization of the government. He's literally testifying before Congress on the weaponization of government. Now, does the IRS normally make house calls? And the outrage is they say, oh, they've got a couple of years. They've got where his taxes are not in order. So, gosh, he's testifying at the Rayburn House office building when the IRS shows up at his home. And then, you know, normally you get something in the mail and they say, well, you know, but no, they show up at his house. I assume if it was just one guy at the door, they had to have war wagons around the corner bristling with AR-15s ready to storm through the place with helmets and body armor like they did with that pro-life guy, the Catholic guy. The FBI should be disbanded and we should start over again. Tybee was told that both his 2018 and his 2021 tax returns had been rejected. Really? Because 2018 is 5 years ago, and now you're showing up at his door? 2021 is 2 years ago, and now you're showing up at his door? Do we have any version of Deutschland Uber Alles that we can play? Because the Democrat Party, and I tell you, the Democratic Party isn't, and these are not liberals. This is the left, completely different. This is what fascism looks like. And they're corporate. They're in bed with the oligarchs of information. Just amazing. Now, here's another Democrat Party story for you. Rand Paul staffer stabbed in the head and torso in broad daylight attack in Washington, D.C. And the news media doesn't care about this at all. CNN and I don't think it's in the Washington Post. They could. And if it is, that go look at the comments page online because the Democrats would applaud this, as they've applauded the attacks, the violent criminal attacks on Rand Paul himself in the past, having 6 ribs broken and a punctured lung, endangering his life, literally, requiring surgery. The attack, he was present for the attack of James Hodgkinson, the Bernie Sanders campaign volunteer. You know, James Earl Ray shot Martin Luther King in the head and murdered him. James Earl Ray was a Democrat Party presidential campaign volunteer. Yeah. Lee Harvey Oswald was a communist. Rand Paul staffer suffered life-threatening injuries on Saturday afternoon, and we didn't find out about it until Monday. In a stabbing attack in Washington, D.C., the Republican senator from Kentucky said in a statement, Glenn Neal, of 42 years old, of Washington, D.C., was arrested and charged with assault with a deadly weapon in connection with the attack. Wouldn't it be attempted murder? You get to minimize the charges when you're a Democrat, too. The victim's status wasn't immediately known. This past weekend, Rand Paul wrote, a member of my staff was brutally attacked in broad daylight in Washington, D.C. I ask you to join Kelly and me, his wife, in praying for a speedy and complete recovery and thanking the first responders, hospital staff, and police for their diligent actions, he said in a statement. Officers at around 5:17 p.m. Saturday responded the 1300 block of H Street Northeast. Now that's 13 blocks to the east of North Capitol Street, which runs into the north end of the U.S. Capitol. Report of a stabbing, and so it's close enough to the U.S. Capitol. A witness told police that they were with the victim walking eastbound on the 1300 block of H Street when the suspect, who was hiding in a corner, quote, popped out of the corner and proceeded to stab the victim multiple times, end quote, police said in a statement. The victim was able to grab the suspect's arms, at which point the witness tackled the suspect to the ground, leading to a struggle. A struggle, sure. At this time, we would ask for privacy and da-da-da. Now, here's the thing. The guy had just been released from prison the day before. One day before the criminal had been released from prison for sexual assault charges, where he had done, 12 years? He spent nearly 12 years behind bars for compelling two North Carolina women to engage in prostitution through use of threats. And the Federal Bureau of Prisons said that he had been released from prison on Friday, the day before the stabbing. Also, it was 10 blocks from where Minnesota Representative Angie Craig was attacked just a few weeks earlier. She had been attacked in her building by a psychopath who also had a long, long criminal history. But the Democrats like more crime. They're not on the side of citizens. They're on the side of criminals. You know, you can purify the air in your home and get healthy, clean, fresh-smelling air, eliminate odors, kill mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier uses Oxy technology, which naturally sends out O3 molecules into the air, and O3 molecules seek out odors and air pollutants in your home, and they destroy them. Doesn't mask or cover up bad odors like a spray can, it eliminates them. It's called the Thunderstorm because it purifies the air in your home and provides you with pure, fresh air, just like after a thunderstorm. And right now, you can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. You get three units for under $200. That's a fraction of the cost compared with other air purifiers that can go for more than $600 each. So you can put one in your basement, your bedroom, your family room, any place you like to have clean, fresh air. With this special offer, you're getting three units for under $200. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com, put in the discount code Chris to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. The discount code is Chris, and shipping is free. Yeah, it's all Democrat news today, isn't it? I've got more, too. Completely crazy. This is, our country is in trouble. And truth speakers and truth seekers need to speak up. I'm about to do a little more of that.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Now, I gotta say, the police in Nashville have been great throughout all of this. They released video from inside the school last night or this morning of the psychopath transgender mass murderer. And now they've released body cam video from the police going through the school and killing the transgender psychopathic killer, a girl. The news media doesn't know what to call the she's not a girl. She's 28 years old when she was killed by the police yesterday. And we're going to play for you. When we come back, the audio of the body cam video.
One more! Let's go!
And let me tell you something. These cops, it was textbook. We just watched the whole video. It's extraordinary, and I'll share it with you as soon as we come back.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.